Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. We are going through the fine book, Out of the Depths, an autobiographical study of mental disorder and religious experience, a rare find and a rare book by one of the pioneers of chaplaincy as we know it, Dr. Anton T. Boysen. This is episode number 59. Now, some parts of this book may be frightening and terrifying to some, but it ends up well and has a point. Our scripture verse for today is John 14:27, which reads, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from Dr. J. E. Adams. He said, "Evil is powerful, but good is more powerful. In fact, evil is so powerful that only good has the power to overcome evil. Darkness can be driven away only by light." In this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue discussing the book Out of the Depths by Dr. Anton T. Boysen. We continue today with Chapter 4, A Little Known Country, Part 8. He goes on to share, "I believe that the examination before the staff came on that day, Tuesday, October the 12th, though I am by no means sure. As I remember it, there were a number of women present who sat, most of them, on the south side of the room. I think it was in the library rather than in the assembly room on the third floor. I cannot remember the books, but I do not recall climbing any stairs, and I remember very distinctly that when the examination was over, I took it into my head to wander down the corridor to the east and was promptly subdued by four or five attendants. As to the examination itself, I can remember Dr. Campbell's pleasant manner and his snapping eyes and the many questions he asked me. Most of the time, my answers were very slow. I was sunk in my own thoughts, and I tried to wait until the answers came of themselves. The questions seemed to center about my ideas of the family of four. Other questions had to do with my delusions of grandeur. I had myself something to say about having come to the end of the trail and having gone all the way around the circuit. I also expressed my indignation at being brought in before all those women in a bathrobe. I was also indignant at being brought to the hospital by force. I could not talk unless I were free. Dr. Campbell made some remarks about the need of avoiding force in committing patience. This raised my opinion of him, but it did not mollify me sufficiently to permit me to shake hands with him when it came time to leave. Then followed my first, though not my last, experience in a cold pack. I was much interested in the proceedings and saw two possible explanations. Dr. Campbell had just extracted from me the admission that I was a very exalted personage. Either they were going to exploit me in some horrible way, or else there was a more benevolent purpose, that of demonstrating to me the error of my ideas of grandeur. As nearly as I can remember, I really hoped that they might succeed in the latter purpose, for those ideas were agonizing, and I awaited the results of the demonstration with much interest. But all that happened was that I became unconscious. That for me was the usual effect of the cold pack. Aside from these periods in the cold pack, I did little sleeping. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue with part 8 of chapter 4, A Little Known Country. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation and healing of those who have mental illness and other issues. We pray, Lord, that ultimately you will help people who are interested in becoming chaplains to develop a heart of compassion for other people, so that they can minister to them properly and right, for your glory, praise, and honor, and for their good. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and all idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.